Appearance Day. He is non-difference with Vishnu Tattva. So he is Sadashiv, like Vishnu. So he is not different from Vishnu, so he is Advaita. And he is preacher of, acharya of,
bhakti,
name preaching and prem giving. So he is acharya. His father name was Kuber. He was doing austerities of Shankar Shiv, Sadashiv. And then, after a long time, Shiv became happy and told that you should ask any boon. And then he told that, I want a son like you, qualified like you. So it is asambhav.
Impossible.
So I will come as your son. So Sadashiv came as his son. At that time he was kept name Kamalaksha. Kamalaksha means very beautiful
lotus eyes.
He was very intelligent, and in few years he studied all Shastra and Vyakarana and all other things. When he was 5-6 years old, his father was a servant of king. One day his father took him, that boy, and took him to
Royal Palace.
There was a temple of
Devi.
King and his father did pranam. But this boy Kamalaksha did not do pranam. Then king became angry. His father told us that he being angry, I am his servant. Why you not doing pranam to Kali? Kali is very
exalted demigoddesses.
She can give any boon, all respect, and they do pranam. You should do. He told that if I will do,
then this Kali will be finished.
Will be finished. And saying this, he did pranam, and at once
explosion.
The deity of Kali broken into pieces and finished. Then, who is he? Why it became? Kali is like his wife. Sadashiv and Kali is this world.
Rudrasiva.
So, like his wife, Shakti. So, she cannot tolerate the dandavat pranam of his husband. That is why she was finished. After some time, he came to West Bengal, Shantipur. But he has one seat also in Navadvip, near Shivasacharya
house.
Shivasangan. He used to live there, but time to time he used to be in Navadvip. And he has a toll.
School.
Parsala. School of Sanskrit. He used to
teach
the boys. Vishwarup Prabhu, the elder brother of Mahaprabhu,
used to be studying
there. And after some time, he became
renounced
and left his house and became sannyasi. Oh, Mother Sachi became very worried and he told Advaita that he is not Advaita, but he is Dvaita, because he taught my son and he
became renounced.
So, she criticized somewhat to Advaita Acharya. After some time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Murari Gupta house or
Sivasangam, he was in Ashtaprahariya Bhav.
Means, he was thinking that I am Vishnu Tattva. And he was giving boon to all that you should have prem. And they at once used to begin dance and sing and
weep, rolling on the ground.
All requested that you should give this boon, prem, to your mother. I cannot give. She has done offense in the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. She should go and apologize then. She went at once, Shantipur, and then apologized. O Advaita Acharya, did pranam to Sachi Maya on his keeping head on lotus. Mother, no aparad, and if aparad, I have excuse. Then she went, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him. Also once Advaita Acharya was very worried that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Lord, his Lord, and
doing pranam to me,
respecting
always, so much.
So he could not tolerate his pranam. So one day he thought something and went to Shantipur and began to explain Gita as Mayabad. Tattam Asi.
Sarvam
Brahmasmi. Sarvam Kaloidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. And then heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to
Shantipur.
And he took his
beard
and began to kill. Then Advaita Acharya's wife,
Sita Devi.
Sita Devi. Oh, you want to
kill this
old person? Oh, then he anyhow. Then Advaita Acharya began to dance. Oh, now I have won. Because he has beaten me.
Master can beat servant, servant cannot beat the master.
So now it appears and it is vivid that he is my master, he can beat me and everything. Once, you know Nityananda Prabhu, and Haridas, they went and
preaching.
How Jagai Madhai
delivered.
This, Advaita Acharya and
Nityananda
Prabhu, always some prem kala. What prem kala?
Loving quarrel.
Loving
quarrel.
Quarrel. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all devotees of Advaita Acharya were taking prasadam, Jagannath prasadam, and Nityananda Prabhu taking prasadam and that remnant something
threw into
Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya is abadhut. He has nothing,
no etiquette, nothing.
And he has done me apavitra.
I became impure. I will not invite any more this abadhut. I did blunder mistake.
Then Nityananda Prabhu told, oh, yet you have, being a Vaishnava, you have no knowledge of Vaishnava. Mahaprasad never becomes
impure
if by
touching
the mouth
dog.
Of dog, even
pure.
And he tells, so he is aparadhi to Mahaprasadam. In this way, both used to quarrel. Once in Indradyumna Saron in Puri, at the time of Rath Jatra, all were playing in water.
Gundija Mandir Marjanadina.
And after Gundika Mandir Marjan, and they were
splashing water each other.
Splashing.
Nityananda and Advait began to
splash each other.
Then Nityananda Prabhu won the battle and he defeated Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya told that, oh, you want to kill this old person. So always like this, Prem Kala. Gaur Premananda.
Hari Om.
And Devi yesterday was Janmadin of?
Yeah.
And his daughter and son-in-law.
Daughter and son-in-law.
No, daughter and son-in-law.
Daughter?
Or
his daughter?
Son-in-law's daughter. And son-in-law.